The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
They never put this on Kids Bop either.
They won't do it.
They'll put the WAP song on Kids Rock. Kids Bop.
Kids Bop.
Whatever it's called.
The what song?
The WAP song.
WAP.
Yeah, WAP.
Yeah.
Who sang it?
I wouldn't.
Who sang the WAP song?
Rob Inaria.
No.
So was he? It's the freaking. It's the rapper. Dang it. Cardi B.
Fetty WAP.
No.
Was it Cardi B that sang it?
It's.
Oh,
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes.
I don't know if I trust Paige being a white woman on
what that. What is a doo-wop diddy?
I got to find out now.
It probably is nothing. It's probably just scatting, you know? It's like the reason it's called hip-hop is because of that one line.
Yeah, it was Cardi B.
Said hip hop, a hippie to the hip hip hop, and you don't stop. Do the bang bang. What if hip hop was called bang bang boogie? What kind of music do you like? Well, I like contemporary Christian and bang bang boogie music.
Would you believe it if it were? If it came out as bang bang boogie?
No.
I mean, we would have just accepted it, like, you know.
Because people are getting worked now.
What do you mean?
Have you heard of the band Velvet Sundown?
Uh-uh.
Not at all.
They've got millions of streams on Spotify. Guess what?
They're infants.
Velvet Sundown. They do not exist. The entire band
AI.
Is completely AI. Talking about how they look, the music, millions of streams. People don't care. I don't know who came up with it. Somebody's leaving a lot of money on the table. They've even talked about possibly how would an AI band tour? We talk about holograms at this point. I mean, we've seen hologram tours. They're successful.
I've not been to one, though.
We've seen the people, you know, go like Roy Orbison. That was pretty, that made some money. Tupac hologram, that cost money, but, you know.
I'm easily amazed by small little things, though. Like, I know, that's what she said. No, you remember like at the beach when they'd have the, I think it was at Ripley's, believe it or not. It was supposed to be like the world's smallest genie in a bottle. And it was like some kind of hologram. And this was in the 80s.
I got worked for that.
Yeah, where it looked like there was a tiny woman. And she was moving in there and like reacting to you. And I'm like.
That was the Spider Woman at the fair.
Mind blowed. Had to get that little woman in there. Look, Daddy, she's waving at me right now. Oh, man, if you...
Guess where they got me? World's smallest horse. Pay $5, come look at it. You know, you go through the sheets, the little, what do they call them? Hey, curtains or whatever.
Yeah.
It's hidden. Well, the bit is, it was the world's smallest horse when it was born. Now it's just a normal, regular-sized horse.
See, that's like meeting the 1,000-pound sisters after they've lost weight. Like,
I mean, like... You're like, oh my god! And the people that were in the on the ride beside it could see the horse from where they were, because they're on the ride. They could see it was a full size horse, but they don't tip anybody off.
I hate to interject here, Paige. There's someone to see you downstairs.
Oh yay! Okay, I'll head on down.
Is he about 5'6", 110 pounds?
Is he in
the usual place? You know.
Yes, face down, ass up. Oh, is he still laughing down the hall?
I'm gonna be laughing at her because it's gonna be a struggle to watch her pull off multiple duties. You're
many,
fussing.
Many, oh well. So yeah, but go back to the thing. So that was, you know, the technology then. Again, they would do it with the reflection off of a real woman behind the curtain or whatever. But
yep.
Well, God, you said that about the fair thing. There was one where it was supposed to be a two-headed animal or something, and you find out years later it was like I went to the punk. Did I go to the pink rock flea market? Did I go to the wrong one? I went. There was a lady up there doing. She was singing on a trapeze. It was pink. No, punk rock. They have those like
popular
oddities type stuff, and there was like a two-headed squirrel there, but it's likely that it's not really. Someone, a taxidermist, added an additional squirrel head to it. Donnie don't ever come out of his shop. He's in there putting heads all over squirrels.
Dude, the Spider Woman was like, the head was actually, like you said, looking at you and kind of moving around.
Yeah, she's right over there with a camera on her, and they're, you know, somehow reflecting it. I don't know how that would have been. It wasn't even a hologram. It was just like a reflection. And you didn't, you know, as a kid, there's probably some adults there too that were like me, thinking it was a real tiny woman.
Freaking carnies, man. Very interesting, that world.
My favorite's Asada, if I'm being honest. Second is Wilson. Third is Art.
Yeah. I think you took them all, actually.
Yeah, I think I did.
I waved a jug to get up here.
I know. I can tell by how fast they get back if...
She'll talk to him forever. Like, let him come up here and feed us.
I know, because like, I want him to get in on this segment, because we're going... Facebook Fussing's the next segment.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to watch that live stream on YouTube. But like, if he has to come in and there's no small talk prior to doing Fussing...
Oh, it will happen then. It would derail it a little.
It would. Yeah. So I want them to like scurry up kind of fast and do that.
Oh, what if they're standing outside staring at the mic? Yeah. Hey, boys.
Oh, Lord. Hello. Look at this son of a gun.
Look at him. Live on the radio.
Hey.
About to eat his yogurt.
I feel like we're on Pee-wee's Playhouse right now.
What is up?
Hang on. Oh, gotta get your microphone.
Oh, sorry. Is it not on?
Oh, you know what? Now.
I made sure, Fat Boy as well. But I emailed every engineer that works here and said, make sure Jug's setup is on the thing.
Man, this thing is. It ain't even moving. Like it's there.
Tight.
I love it.
You might have to turn
tight. You ready?
You might have to turn those up down there. I'm gonna guess Jug's cologne. See if I can guess it. I used to be pretty good at this.
Oh man,
it smells like biscuits.
Biscuits.
You wearing biscuits?
Biscuits. I'm right on time, aren't I? Or is this okay?
Yeah, 705, 713, whatever.
It smells a lot like cool water.
Cool? You think so?
Is it cool water?
I don't know. To be honest, my wife, Courtney, got all this cologne, and she just said, do you want all this? I got so much cologne, I could give it away for days.
Damn. It's not cool water, because she got, like, you know, like top-of-the-line stuff.
I don't know what it's called.
Cool water is not top-of-the-line?
I don't think it is anymore.
Davidoff isn't a billionaire
by
now.
It's not as popular as it used to be.
You know, like, Curb was the budget cologne.
It's like a fun, like, every day you don't ever... What smell you're gonna get? You just oh, that's nice.
That. You're in the right place.
So, yeah, especially
really,
around you.
Oftentimes like it would just be the chair, though.
Yeah, for real.
Just be the chair.
How are we doing today, guys? Good to see you on this Thursday.
Good to see you.
It's raining out there. I know you can't see in here. There's no windows, but
yeah, it's true.
We were out there a little couple hours ago and saw it. Yeah,
yeah. It's like it. And it rained hard last night at my house. Did it rain?
It did.
Well,
man,
I got rain. Storm,
big time.
Yeah, around 10:30, it was bad.
Yeah, when you were getting off of
school.
I got nothing.
Paige works.
Enough about her sex life.
Seven jobs.
She really
does. Do not.
She's a busy woman.
Are you, I talked with you last night. You got the script.
I do, right here. You gave me, that second one. It's a lot.
I owe him $5. He said you'd walk in prepared.
I said he's going to walk in with a printed copy of his own.
Yep.
I had to go to Kinko's to get it, but I got it.
Oh, no. Kinko's?
I have no idea.
They better delete what they saw.
They're going to have a bumper sticker on Jug's car this weekend.
Yeah.
Kinko's.
Hey, that's a good idea. We still got room, guys. Come on.
I still got room.
That's right. Mm-hmm. No, I'm ready.
Put a spoiler on there if you ever sell out of sponsors. Just put a spoiler on there and sell additional.
All right.
Yeah.
You just put Madman or Rise Guys or...
Could you not put sponsors on the tire?
On the tire, no.
Why?
How does it work on the inside of the car? Is
you can't do that.
NASCAR
you really
going
to see it, though, if it goes that fast?
No, you can't on the
really
inside.
You can.
Like, if you have onboard cameras.
Okay, I thought that was like, you know, NASCAR's exclusive. Like, you know, if we got a camera, the inside's our space.
Like, do you get to sponsor the steering wheel?
You can put a... If you got an onboard camera, you could put a decal on the... In the center pad of the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Do you decide?
What would you put there?
I'd probably be selfish and put something.
Like, yeah. I got you.
You should sponsor a butt cheek on the suit.
There you go.
You decide on the suit where it goes.
Yeah.
Sponsor an ass cheek. That's what you should do.
How much would you charge for that?
Oh, is that the most important part of the body, right? Well, you know, close
the,
to
the
it.
Butt cheek.
He's gonna sit on it for 4 hours. It ain't really gonna be seen.
It's not gonna be seen.
Well, when you're walking, I mean, you know, you're walking to the car through driver intros, through all the fans.
I want your left breast. That's true.
Spots on the suit got to cost a little different than you
that's know. What I'm saying. Yeah, they gotta the butt's gotta be a little bit more than
take like the left arm and maybe you'll see something.
That's probably the most popular spot for the arm that gets taken.
Well, if you put it on your ass, I mean, who's gonna see it? Michael Waltrip, who else?
So you have to be looking down to see mine, right? That boy said 5'6".
that was mean. Jug, do you have any reservations with so playing rude. The role of Ernie Dalehart today?
I don't. I like the name you picked out. That was clever.
Thanks.
I don't know. The first one says the voice, and then you use the second one. I didn't see if it did say
Fat Boy doesn't do that. No, he doesn't give any kind of...
It does the first one, though.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, you kind of make it your own. I don't want to, like, micro-direct you, you know?
See, that's passive-aggressive toward me when he says that. Like, I got to give you a feel for the director, voice I'm hearing.
You're the director of this damn show, Fat Boy, so direct me how you want me to say the
Do
script.
It with your arms and stuff like you're a conductor.
A more Robert Rodriguez.
So, wait, who won the $5?
I did.
He did.
Because you said I would be prepared?
I said...
Oh, thank you.
Fat Boy said, I need to print Jug a copy. I said, dude, he'll walk in here with his own copy. I know him.
I'm reliable.
You are old reliable Jug.
Old reliable.
We bet $5 Jug bucks is what it was.
I think we're out of them.
Oh, dang no. It.
Well, guess what?
There's he only gave me one.
There's always one around.
I think I have a few more in my truck somewhere.
You got any $3 ones by chance?
No.
No.
I need to get those made.
Send those to William. All right. When we return, we'll be at we'll be on YouTube at The Rise Guys. Go ahead and subscribe and notify and all that stuff. And then after the show, it'll be on Instagram, Facebook, X, and that's it.
It
sounds kind of naughty.
It does. That's why. That's
it's the Wild West, boys.
Yeah.
That's where the internet goes.
Sorry to interrupt your show here.
It's not my favorite platform at all.
Yeah. I know I heard you say that, but I like, it is got a lot of random.
So it's where the depravity is.
And honestly, that's where I get a lot of my news when I scroll through
that's
there.
What Fat Boy says.
It does.
I get all mine from Channel 7. It's all misspelled.
I was about to say that. When you sit here and watch it for 4 hours straight.
Well, you know.
See the same stuff.
Like, look at there. Welcome to Greeville. All right, when we come back, joined by the incomparable Jeremy Clements, number 51 from NASCAR.
Don't use these big words with me, boy.
The uncomfortable Jeremy Clements.
There you go.
Who will be racing this weekend in the land of corn.
I am?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're going to tell him. Tell him where he's going
to
be.
That is not one I would have asked you to go to, by the way.
That's one that I wouldn't have wanted to go to either.
He'd be like, man, I got you a flight to Iowa. You want to go?
Like, nah, man.
Man, I can't wait.
Bring me back some corn. Bring some for Fat Boy Eats It Long Ways. When we come back, brand new for the first time in
6 weeks.
6 weeks, yes. Facebook fussing.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys Morning Show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by many of you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. And as always, I will remind you, the names have been changed to protect the innocent,
the guilty,
Man, it's stupid.
Paige, you take the last part.
This is.
She did.
This is Facebook fussing.
You do it too, Joe.
Right on.
Okay.
You win a scab award for that one, boys.
What is up to everyone in the chat? We are on Facebook, our damn shoot fire brimstones. YouTube, at The Rise Guys. YouTube.com/Rise Guys or search at The Rise Guys and you'll find the live stream there.
Teresa, Josh, Looper, Coach Johnson. What's up?
What, I've worried about Triple D. Where is she? I haven't seen her in some time.
I want to see her, too.
Were you at Triple D?
Where you been? Triple D's. Triple D.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, D.
And so if you don't catch this live, it will be on our social media shortly after the show, so you'll be able to see it then. Jug, are you ready?
Heck yeah, I am. I'm excited.
Look at him. He looks ready.
You put your sunglasses on, so I put mine on, too.
Well, when we turn the lights on in here, it gets real bright.
Maybe lock yeah. them doors.
We need better lights in here, for sure.
Plus, if I want to take a nap during this, I can't. Yeah. No one will know.
Well, we will when it comes to your part.
Damn!
Wow. Throw in some shit.
Dang. And I put you over for you would come in prepared with your own copy or whatever.
Look at that.
I know. Nice. I know.
Give me that script.
Yeah.
I took it from him. No, that was a piece of paper I had here.
Thank goodness.
All right.
I'd be lost.
Here we go. You've heard some of the names already. Get ready for the actual bit itself. Scene number one. Playing the role of the narrator, it's Paige. Woo. Playing the role of Ernie Dalehart is Jeremy Clements. Playing the role of Scrawny Gwen. Batman.
They were scrawny.
Playing the role of Rhoda Harden.
Ooh.
Rhoda Harden.
Is that one? One. Playing the role of Doug Fruity is also Matt Mann. And playing the role of Lincoln Wang is Paige.
Of course.
And action!
A Facebook post from Ernie Dalehart. It's a shirtless Jimmy selfie. He's drenched in sweat, wearing skin-tight black biker shorts.
Getting after it. No days off. Sorry for the sweat, but the grind don't care. Hashtag beast mode. Hashtag leg day. Hashtag no filter.
Scrawny Gwen posts an emoji of pinching fingers, signifying small.
The hell is that supposed to mean, Scrawny Glenn?
I'm Gwen? Just saying it's Gwen, okay? It's
sorry,
Gwen.
Honey.
Scrawny Gwen.
Glenn.
I'm just saying them biker shorts or short leggings, I don't know what you call them things. Well, they got less bulge than my godson's Build-A-Bear, Ernie Dalehart.
Big feet print emoji.
Hold on, Rhino Harden. What's with the Bigfoot emoji?
I meant you got big feet, Ernie Dalehart. That's it. Nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Tell that eggplant emoji you've never seen, Rhino Harden. You wish in your dreams, ho.
It's Rhoda, not Rhonda.
Dang it.
Or Rhonda.
Rockin' Rhoda. Sweet. Okay. Ha, ha, ha. I knew Ernie Dalehart and Rhoda Harden did it at Blake Hartwell after the Late Shelton concert.
Oh, Lord.
You meant Lake Hartwell and Blake Shelton, Scrawny Gwen. You deaf-ass smiling laughing emoji. Shut up, Doug Fruity. You knowed what I meant. I also realized that you just confirmed that Rhoda Harden and Ernie Dalehart did, in fact, raw dog behind the Piers Portageon. I love their pizza. Oh, my buck. That says Portageon, not Papa John.
For the record, I was not aroused in the gym, in the locker room, surrounded by 11 half-naked dudes in compression shorts. Now, if I had taken that selfie in the ladies' locker room mirror, Ernie Dalehart would have looked like he stole a can of tennis balls from Walmart.
LOL. Oh, my God. You were wrong for that, Ernie Dalehart.
Okay, first of all, I didn't mean Ernie Dalehart was packing. I meant he's got big feet. Don't you wear a size 16, Ernie Dalehart?
Rhoda Harden is clearly backtracking. I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. Rhoda Harden and Ernie Dalehart did It Dog Style at Blake Hartwell after the Lake Shelton concert. Wrong again. That's like saying that you met Travis Swift at the Grand Ole Olive Garden. You dummy.
You know what, Scrawny Gwen? You give yourself to men at bars with carpeted bathrooms. Gag.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. Well, Rhoda Harden wears raunchy bras. Yeah, I spelled it that way on purpose. Pun intended, bitch. Get it? Because your bras are raunchy. Because it's hot here in South Carolina. And there's literally like a canal of water that runs down your big totties straight into your belly crease. Like it's the damn Panama Canal.
Yeah.
Sweet Jesus, I just wanted to post a leg day pic. Now I'm the main character in a horny episode of Judge Judy.
Judy Justice, love her. And if I was into women, I totally would.
Scrawny Gwen's got so many guys on rotation. Her uterus needs a Delicounter ticket wheel.
Oh, Ernie Delhart's bulge is so small, he's got to sit down to pee or he'll miss the toilet and hit his own thigh gap.
Scrawny Gwen better pray she don't see me at the Blake Hartwell concert again.
You mean the Lake Shelton concert, Ernie Delhart. Doug Fruity tags Lincoln Wang. Guys, this is my guru and spiritualist, Lincoln Wang. Your thoughts on this, please, sir?
Why y'all fight about Ernie Delhart's small noodle? Like last hot dog at swing party tailgate.
Insane.
Wow.
That's got to be the grossest thing I've ever heard on Fussin'.
Raunchy that bras. That's a good one.
Raunchy bras.
Raunchy bras is...
nasty.
That's one of the best ones I've heard, really.
You're just saying that because you're involved in it.
Well, no, I mean, the stuff they're saying is hilarious. How is that real?
Well, we'll screenshot it.
Oh, my gosh.
Toddies. It's just sweat running down your toddies.
Toddies is fine, you know. Cool. So a lot of people have a couple hot ones before dinner.
Hottie toddy. Before,
I like a hot toddy. Not hot toddy. Well, not hot, but...
yeah. All right.
Something like an after dinner.
Yeah, like a after dinner cocktail.
There you
some
go.
Kind of cordial.
Hold the tail.
Hot toddy.
Some kind of cordial. Hold the tail for
that
me.
That was fun, man.
Well, get ready,
it
Jug.
Was fun.
Buckle up.
Scene two.
Oh, boy. Ain't over.
We're on YouTube at The Rise Guys, and then you'll be able to see it on our social media shortly after the show. Here we go. Scene number two. Playing the role of Boris Pecker, Jeremy Clement.
How did I get that one?
I don't know.
Lucky you. I will say, these are the ones that Fatboy renamed.
These are randomly chosen, huh?
Fatboy renamed these and assigned the names. I did the previous one.
Yeah.
Playing the role of Ron DMC as Fatboy. This lady got married. She hyphenated. Say hello to Daisy Dukes Constantly, played by me. Mattman being Daisy Dukes Constantly. Playing the role of Daddy is Fatboy. And my favorite name, maybe, of all times. Paige is playing the role of Eileen. Back to crap. And action.
I ain't one to put people on blast, but if you're trying to date Daisy Dukes Constantly, don't.
Why, man? Why you say that?
Not unless you into women that look like they got two Brillo pads living in their panties. Puke emoji.
Aw, man, I've been there before.
Man, I don't know if you have. I hope not, but I thought I was nose to nose with a porcupine for a minute there. Woo!
Are you seriously going to do this right now?
You left me no choice. Besides, I'm up doing a public service announcement.
A pubic service announcement, maybe.
Hell, I see what you did there. But yeah, you right.
Flush sound effects. Boris, you weren't complaining when it looked like you were bobbing for apples for half an hour the other night.
Whatever. I'm just trying to prepare the next dude for what he's up to against. Besides, not like you did anything about it anyway when I asked you to.
Whatever, Boris. You're a mama's boy, bitch. Maybe ask her how to please a woman because you know you need some damn help.
Man, you can't be asking his mom about that. I mean, I wouldn't ask her at least. What in the hell is this? Boris, you talking about my daughter's... my baby girl's bottom beard on Facebook? Like, you ain't got no damn sense.
What the hell is that?
What the hell is you on here talking about my daughter's bottom hair on Facebook? You ain't got no damn sense, son. You better pray I don't see you out nowhere.
OMG, Daddy.
Oh, my goodness.
Log off now.
I will not.
Please log off now.
I will not stand by and watch this ass Hulk talk about what may or may not be going on in my baby girl's underwear. I ain't doing it. I almost cussed just now. I'm so mad.
Whatever, old man. I said what I said. Maybe your old lady should brought y'all's daughter a damn razor. Or at this point, a damn machete might do the trick.
I'm actually with Daddy on this one. Respect the bottom beard.
Thank you. I agree. Respect baby girl's privates.
Dad, seriously. Oh, flush sound effect. This is not cool. Leave. Delete Facebook. Please, go now.
I didn't even tag her. I was just saying. I knew she'd hear about it, though. Whatever. No skin off my baby bag.
What? Oh, my God.
I want my baby back.
My baby back.
Keep talking. Your mama still messages me begging, just begging me to take you back, Boris Pecker.
I doubt that. No decent parent would wish that you got going on down there on that kind. On
says,
that kid.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I'm going to ask you to go to an eye doctor, too. You know what? It says the guy who's got a chicken emoji that looks more like a bold cocktail weenie.
Yeah, really? You can't grow a beard either. That patch on your chin looked like you used some of your own pubes and glued them on there.
You ain't even got a dog in this fight, but you got to take up for your girl, I guess. Maybe great minds think alike, but you also got a jungle in those drawers.
That is a bold statement. Coming from some... Sorry, I'm Daisy.
Shots fired.
I'm Daisy Dukes constantly.
She's so...
That's a loud, bold statement coming from someone who lives with their mom. Still.
Didn't bother you much when we were slopping it on her bed 2 weeks ago. You just mad because I speak the truth.
Look, I ain't saying it again. Quit talking about my baby's fun bun.
Dad, get out of here. Damn it.
Insane.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
That was the chair, by the way. It's just for sound effects.
Little pubs.
That
little pubs, gotcha.
Is wild.
That is wild. Also, I would like you to get a vision test before you go racing on
it's these driven sad sunglasses.
It's too dark in here.
These are Warby Parkers in here.
I said, like, what? Two words wrong, I think. Well, no, I said third. I said one of their names wrong.
No, to me, that's what makes... I mean, stuff like that makes it fun.
I mess up all the time.
Like, when scrawny, you mess up...
Scrawny, I said Scrawny Glenn or something.
All right. Scrawny Glenn.
Scrawny Glenn.
You're thinking of Walt Watkins.
I know, right?
Like, if I'm reading ahead and I see something that is about to be funny, I'm already, like, pre-dying. I see myself on video. But, God, what was the line, Jug, you said that I want Fat Boy to isolate?
You love that one.
I know what it was. That Let was, me go back to it.
Yeah.
I think it might have been the first one, maybe.
Like,
I thought it was in the second one.
You say, for the record, I was not aroused in the gym, in the locker room, surrounded by 11 half-naked dudes in compression shorts.
Got you to say it, too.
I am the one that's got to put it together.
Shoot.
That was fun, man.
If you're in the live chat, wish Jeremy Clements, who will be hanging out with us until 11 today. We're going to make
11?
Yeah. Well, we got here at 6.
I didn't sign that contract.
You have to stay till 11.
Got a simulator to get to.
Do a 93-minute rock block with me.
He'll be here the rest of the show, but wish him good luck down in the comments below. Wish him good luck, and also somebody picks him up. Martin, if you're listening, I know you listen sometimes. Get him a Hooked on Phonics tape.
He's already worked out twice.
Martin's working on his third workout of the day already.
Probably so. That boy's jack.
Yeah, he is.
I need to remind you of this, too. What you just heard was real.
Mm.
Those were real Facebook arguments. Screenshots sent in by you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, to the riseguys@aol.com. And as always, Jug, remind me, what happens? What do we do with those?
I don't know, actually. What do we do with them?
Change the name.
No, change the name.
So to protect the
innocent?
There is no Boris Pecker alive.
The guilty?
And?
The stupid.
Look at that.
I'll just take them all.
Okay. Take them all, brother.
You lead the clap.
They're all mine.
You lead the clap at the end. Ready? Because you... Oh. No, at the end.
Sorry.
The
sorry. End.
Got a little. Do you go first in the race too? Like you have to back up when they.
I go before the green flag's waved.
Jump the restart.
Like, Jug, stop your engine. This has been another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Hello? Fishing.
Who's speaking, please?
This is Hamilton.
Hamilton, how are you today, sir?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Listen, I was calling to tell you, I'm calling from Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah, okay.
Me and some buddies are actually going to be down there Saturday for your charter service out deep sea fishing.
Okay.
And I wanted to go, you know, I'm not trying to draw attention to myself by any means, but I figured that it was best that I let you know this ahead of time.
Okay.
When I'm out on the boat, I kind of have a, well, some would say a disability.
Disability?
Well, yeah. I don't like to use the word handicapped or anything, because...
Sure, of course. We're sensitive to that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't use a wheelchair or anything.
Oh.
I was I was born without arms.
You're born without arms?
Yeah, I don't have any arms at all. But I'm a really good fisherman. I mean, I'm a pretty, you know, accomplished piano player. I play the drums. I'm also a club DJ, you know, spinning records and whatnot. But again, I was born without arms. So I just wanted to let you know, you don't have to look or anything. I can be at the other end of the boat. I just enjoy fishing. And I just didn't want it to cause an issue with anybody else on the boat. You know, I didn't know if there were any women there or whatever. I just didn't want them to see, but I just wanted to run that by you.
Right. I'm just a little confused. I mean, if you don't have any arms, I mean, how are you going to fish? I mean, we're going to use your something?
Actually, yeah. That's what I do.
What?
Yeah, that's what I do. It's kind of tricky, but I just pull my pants down to about my knees and just put the pole between my legs. I don't like fish with, you know, the rod and reel exactly. You know how somebody fishes with a cane pole?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically how I do it.
Get out of here. That's not possible.
It is. I mean, it really is. It's something that I've been doing since I was 12. My grandpa used to take me up to the lake at Furman. But yeah, that's what I do.
I don't see how that's possible.
Well, I'm doing it right now. Hold on a second. This is. I know this is kind of weird, but that way you can kind of maybe understand like what I'm on. I got the phone on my shoulder. Okay. Hold on. I just got to tone this worm on here. No pun intended. Hold on one second. I see what I do is I put it down between my legs and I just twist my hips really, really fast. And
yeah.
then the reel takes off. Hold on one second. See if you can pick this up. Ready?
All right.
All right. So see, I'm up here on the bridge, the Green River Bridge right here in Tuxedo, North Carolina today fishing. So, it's pretty simple. You really can't see anything from the back. And like I said, I didn't know if you had any women on there or whatever. I just didn't want it to cause an issue or, you know, especially when any kids around. That could be weird. But I know...
I don't think this is possible. Are you with me?
No, absolutely not. Again, I don't like to draw attention to myself because I was born without arms and I fish with my... But again, I didn't want it to cause an issue with people on the boat.
Well,
you can understand that.
I understand that. You gotta be kidding me. That's impossible.
Actually, it's not. I won the Rise Guys Big Ass Bass Tournament a couple months ago.
No, that's impossible.
They're a radio station up here.
I know you must be pulling my leg.
No,
come on.
Absolutely not. Actually, hold on one second. It's bobbing right now. Hold on one second. Uh-oh, I got one. Ow! Ow! God, this feels good. Oh, hold on one second. What is your name again?
Hamilton,
hold on a second. I got one here. Hand me my net, Jimmy. All right. Hold on, let me get this thing in here. It's weird the way I got to do it. Oh, no, he's fighting it. He's fighting it. Ow! God. Hold on. Okay, let me reel this sucker in here. Actually, this is basically me pulling the line in. It actually bends better than your normal rod. Look there, got about a pound and a half brim. Ain't bad at all.
I don't know what to say. I mean, I never heard this before, but you gotta be. But if this is us, I mean, definitely come by. I mean, I like to see you. I guess I like to see you finish if that's possible.
You want to look at my junk?
Well, I don't mean it that way, but I like to see you fish.
Oh, I understand. All right, well, get ready. I'm bringing my junk to the Chuck this weekend, guys.
Well, we'll see you on Saturday, then.
All right, I'm going to cast out again. Here we go. All right, Hamilton Z, guys.
All right.
Got another bite.
P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.